but ke singaqala ngokukhuleka. Baba oyingwele yisebe Nkosi uJesu, siyakubonga Nkosi ekuseni. Sibonga umusa baba ukuba sihlanganyele ezwini lakho. Sibonga Nkosi uthando ukuba Nkosi yami wena uthandile ukuba sazi iqinisa, sazi Nkosi nomusa wakho nomhawu, sazi Nkosi indlela yokuma nawe, indlela yokuhamba nawe, sazi Nkosi ukuqonda empilweni zethu silapha emhlabeni, ezweni lobula, ezweni lesono. Siyabonga Nkosi yami ekuseni, sazofunda ke incwadi yakho uNkulunkulu nomusa, senzele Nkosi ukufundisana nokwazi indlela yakho uNkulunkulu nothando. Siyabonga ke ekuseni ngegama leNkosi yethu Jesu, singathi ke amen. UDaniel chapter number 3, funda verse 8 to verse 18. Ifundeka ngaloluhlobo, and I'm using the ESV again this morning. Therefore, at that time, certain Chaldeans came forward and maliciously accused the Jews. They declared to the king, King Nebuchadnezzar, "O king, live forever. You, O king, have made a decree that every man who hears the sound of the horn, pipe, lyre, trigon, harp, bagpipe, and every kind of music shall bow down and worship the golden image. Whosoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast into the burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom you appointed over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. This man, O king, pay no attention to you. They do not serve your gods or worship the golden image that you have set up." Then the king was in furious rage, commanded that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego be brought. So they brought this man before the king. Nebuchadnezzar answered and said to them, "Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the golden image that I have set up? Now, if you are ready, when you hear the sound of the horn, pipe, lyre, tragoon, harp, and bagpipe, and every kind of music, to fall down and worship the image that I have made, well and good. But if you do not worship, you shall immediately be cast into the burning fiery furnace. And who is the God who will deliver you out of my hands?" Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, "O King Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If this be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hands, O king. But if not, be it known to you, O king, that we will not serve your gods or worship the golden image that you have set up." May the good God bless the reading of his word. Last funda khona last week, sifunda in this book of Daniel. Sibonile how the world, the people outside God, sibonile how they came together in unity, baba munye, bathandaza lesi sithombe esisibekwe nguNebuchadnezzar eBabylon. Last week ndekhona from verse 1 to 7 last week, asibonanga any interaction or ukuphikisana kwa anybody aphikisa lena situation beyenziwe uNebuchadnezzar. Sibonile bazalwane i-aim yonke ukuba the whole world, umhlaba wonke at the time, I would say the whole world, although sikhuluma ngeBabylon, and the king was actually in charge there and was a greater king at the time, even a king that was ebeyisatshwa by the whole world at the time. So into siyibonile last time ukuthi bahlangene baba munye bavumelana ukuphikisana nenkambo ukuphikisana nokuhamba okubekwe uNkulunkulu. Sisazi iBhayibheli liyasitshela bazalwane ukuthi you shall not worship or you shall not have any other god except the true God of heaven. So last corner corner today bazalwane sibona indlela uNkulunkulu azasifundisa ngayo or asibonisa ngakhona ukuthi uma ke izwe liphikisana naye, since sibona even ngaphandle today, according to the things ezenzekayo, according to the way inkubo ihamba ngakhona, the way kugovernwa ngakhona, according to the way bantu bona seba free ngakhona, even free to do what is sinful before God because they have freedom yala mhlabeni. But uNkulunkulu kunendlela afuna thina as his children si react ngakhona. uNkulunkulu kunendlela afuna thina as his people si confront ngakhona this situation ekhona, or such a situation that might be there empilweni zethu or in our environment. And bazalwane, we know when we started studying this book of Daniel, we have come to an agreement based on scripture and based on history and based on what we see today ukuthi we are living in an ungodly world. So siqhubeka nje naleli bhuku, we've got that in our minds, and siqhubeka naleli bhuku of Daniel, we trying to see ukuthi at the same time sifunda nje what kind of mentality, what kind of a people, what kind of hostile hearts, izinhliziyo eziqinile uNkulunkulu that must put up with uNkulunkulu okufuneka at the same time asebenze kuzo. Sibona exactly the picture or imira yethu singabantwana baNkulunkulu abahlanziwe ngegazi lakhe, kodwa sibona imira of what we looked like before. So when sisaqhubeka ke manje bazalwane, lasifunda khona ke from verse 8 to verse 18, sibona ke indlela uNkulunkulu asifundisa ngayo, or indlela yabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, the true children of God, on how they confronted a situation, or how they confronted an ungodly world, how they confronted a people who were hostile to the truth, bantu who were so happy to live their lives outside God. So the aim here to this morning is to look on faith, the faith of these three as introduced wakuyo, Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego, the faith of these guys and their faithfulness. Sifunda ukuthembeka from them nokuthemba uNkulunkulu nokholo lwabo kuNkulunkulu. Even then, let me remind again, verse number 1 to 7, the king said, whosoever does not bow to his gods or worship that image that was set will be thrown into a burning fiery furnace, uzawulahlwa emlilweni omkhulu, a blazing fire, ongeke wamelana nokuba athandaze inkosi. So they come with the same then, brothers and sisters, in mentality, we come with the same concept or a context yokuthi siyazi ukuthi bakwenzekani wonke umhlaba bowuhlangene at the time. But manje we find that nasifunda la ukuthi bazalwane, not every individual who lived in Babylon obeyed this command or decree of the king. Not each and every person owayekhona lapho submitted or paid attention to the decree of the king. At least not Meshach, Shadrach and Abednego. So I'm counting not Daniel, although he's not counted in this chapter. So siyathola bazalwane ukuthi there is at least a remnant labo abahlengiwe uNkulunkulu, those who God has saved and set apart. They are those bazalwane abangeke futhi abazange bathobela umthetho wezwe, regardless ukuthi iconsequences zakhona bezithini. Sithola ke these three guys bazalwane confronting this situation eBabylon by confronta ngezimpilo zabo. Sibabona bamelana nokuthi kungcono bafe baphonswe kulona mlilo already okhona olinde nje ukuthi umuntu angathobeli lo mthetho wase Babylon. So they chose to die for God instead of conforming to the standards of the world. Lokho kungas challenge emcondweni wethu ukuthi thine what will we have chosen? Bese ngakhetha ini thina as people living today? Should there be a situation that challenges our faith? Should there be a situation that challenges our belief and our standing with God? How will we react? Sibathola bazalwane confronting this situation yase Babylon. And by confronta ngokuphilela uNkulunkulu publicly e Babylon. Because nasifunda from verse number 8 at least to 12. Ungasachubeka kanga waya ku 18 last dine khona. You do find bazalwane ukuthi these guys, these three disobedience guys in inverted commas, batholwa ngamashaldins. The Chaldeans were those who were the wise of the time, the bahlakaniphile at the time, the soothsayers, the fortune tellers. Labo actually were supposed to be dead. Batholwa yibo ukuthi abenzi loku inkosi ebabekele kona ukuthi bakwenze. Bathola yiko ukuthi abathobeli lona mthetho uNebuchadnezzar awubekile eBabyloni. Bakhetha ukufa kunokuthi bathobele umthetho waseBabyloni. Thina siphila lapha emhlabeni njengabazalwane bakaNkulunkulu. We are so fortunate. Look at this verse, elisithembiso kuRevelation 14 verse 13. Lithi, and I heard a voice from heaven saying, write this. It is Hamgazulini Palaloko. Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Blessed indeed, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labor, for their deeds follow them. Babusisiwe abafayo bafela enkosini. Babusisiwe abayofa bafe ngenxa futhi yenkosi. Ku Matthew chapter number 5 siyakuthola lokho. So but Daniel, sorry, so but Meshach, Shadrach and Abednego, they have this kind of conviction enhlizweni zabo ukuthi kungcono bafe bafele enkosini than ukuthi balandele umthetho obekwe lapha emhlabeni. So sibathola bazalwane confronting this foolish world, these foolish people of the time, the foolish system, the false worship of the time. And esifundile last week ukuthi nasikhuluma ngapha the foolish world or foolish people, sikhuluma ngalaba bantu who they think in their hearts that there is no God. Sibabonile the way benza ngakhona, as I try to explain sasuka nale ndaba. They were united together, united against God. They were happy and rejoicing in rejecting God. Inkubo yabo yokukhonza ukuba ma idolaters, ukukhonza izithombe, by accepta and bayilandela eBabylon. They didn't have a problem kuprovoka uNkulunkulu. They didn't have a problem ukumelana neqinisa lika Jehova. Sibabona abalandela isithombe that was set by inkosi uNebuchadnezzar esasibadukisa ukuba bangaboni futhi bangalandeli ukuba kukhona uNkulunkulu osemazulwini. Isithombe that was put there just to steal the glory and the honor of God who is in heaven. So bazalwane, siyarealize ke then ukuthi it is foolish for any Christian ocabanga ukuthi angaba mngani nezwe. So says even our song, hymn number 22. Kubula ucabanga ukuthi ungaba mngani nezwe, ngoba at the same time kuzofika isikhathi lapha zakukhaphela khona. That is why these Chaldeans, they have forgotten bazalwane ukuthi they are alive today. Bayaphila in chapter number 3 because of the grace of God. UNkulunkulu wabasindisa ngoDaniel. UNkulunkulu revealed the truth to Daniel, the dream of the king. Inkosi uNebuchadnezzar was serious at boyobulala wonke all these people beba the wise of the time, but by the grace of God they still stand today. However, while they are standing, they still are the enemies of the children of God. They still are the enemies of God. Yibo abaletha this he reports to the king. Yibo abathi inkosi bamkhumbuza just to make sure ukuthi uNebuchadnezzar uyakhumbula i-decree ayibekile. Bathi inkosi, you said whosoever does not bow, whosoever does not worship the image will be put in that blazing fire, the fiery furnace. Inkosi yabalalela. Inkosi siyatshelwa bazalwana ukuthi yathi ukutshela kakhulu. Inkosi yakhomanda ukuthi these three, Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego, must be brought to him ukuthi abeze kuye so that they may be questioned. But bazalwana, at the same time sifona uNebuchadnezzar abapha what seems to be a second chance. Ubapha a second chance nasifunda kahle la encwadini. Ubapha a second chance laba bazalwane ukuba ba reconsider. Do you understand? Ukuthi uthathe isincumo sokuseva uNkulunkulu, uthathe isincumo sokuthi ngeke wenze isono. But isono keeps on approaching and presenting itself all the time ukuthi at least maybe ungatshintsha umqondo. Sibona uNebuchadnezzar okwatile but still asking questions. Akabaphonsi emlilweni, at the same time ubanika ithuba lokuphika uNkulunkulu. Mara bona they seem ukuba faithful estending sabo. They seem ukuba convinced ukuthi into yabayi decided before is right. Ukukhonza uNkulunkulu ukungakhonza izithombe nezinto zomhlaba, it is right. They come and stand before the king. They stand for the truth of God. The question is, mzalwane wami, will we stand for the truth of God? Will we choose to stand before a vicious king? Lena nkosi bazalwane, bekuyinkosi enganamahloni ukubulala anytime. Ku chapter number 1, sorry, actually ku chapter number 2 utshela everybody uthi uma iphupho lami lingaphendulwanga, I will kill the wise people, I will even destroy their families. Even here ku chapter number 3 it is the same. UNebuchadnezzar uthi uma people don't worship, they will be killed, put in this fire. And at the same time, not just the people abangazange bamthandaza, but even the families. UNebuchadnezzar, brothers and sisters, is not the kind of a king that makes threats. UNebuchadnezzar makes promises. And if he promises, he delivers. Akusi threat, akabuthusi la. Uyayenza lento. Because you can see ku chapter number 2, after saying ukuthi uzawuphonsa abantu emlilweni, sibona u-elector a man, u-Arioch, ukuthi akakholekthe all the wise people of the world who did not give him the interpretation of the dream, uthi ababulawe. Until uDaniel came and said to his brothers, uMeshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, let us pray to God. And God was merciful to deliver all these people. So Nebuchadnezzar is not the kind of a guy owens a threat. He's a kind of a king who makes promises and he keeps his promises. So this shall teens bazalwane beza ku Nebuchadnezzar because bebazi ukuthi these three, they will not deny their stand. They know where this guy stands. They know exactly what kind of people are these. But into bephamandla manje ukuba accuser or else ukuza naleliqinisa, because this was a good report that they brought to the king, although bazalwane ibonakala as a bad report before the king. Beza inkosini ngesibindi because inkosi she whosoever does not worship. So lokho kwenza ukuthi beze ngesibindi bathi inkosi, we have found people number 1 who we have set in the provinces of Babylon. Sibatholile, they are not worshiping you, they don't pay attention to you. Beza na this good report. I'm saying it's a good report bazalwane because I report ukuthi abazalwane, they did not want to join with the world and become one with the crowd. It's a good report bazalwane because ibatshela ukuthi kunabantu, ibatshela inkosi in other words ukuthi kunabantu here in Babylon who have chosen not to obey your commands because they claim they've got another master somehow that they would rather obey than you, O King? The question is, Slobosam, maybe, that we need to ask ourselves each and every time. Is that how the world will report about us? Is that how the world see us today as Christians, saved by the blood and the death of Christ? Will they come, abantu bathi, we have found people here in Olivet. We have found people who rather stand for God than to join with the crowd. Will they be able to say these words about us? That we have found at least a people who does not choose to stand with us. They would rather not conform to the image of this world and the standard of this world. Will the people around us be able to say this thing about us? Does our life reflect wherever we are? It's a question that we need to know. It's a question that we need to answer ourselves. It's not a question that I'm saying answering to me. Will they go and say, we have found a people who does not walk in the ways of sinners, who does not stand in the seat, who does not sit in the seat with scoffers? Will people say these things about us? Regardless of the consequences, will we be people who stand for God? Do we stand for God even now? In other words, are we living right before our God? In other words, are we choosing to be the minority than to be the multitude? Remember the background of these people, Bazan Skumangabo, who Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. By introduced to chapter number 1. The way they introduced Wangakona to chapter number 1, Sibabona, Bangabantu, who refused to defile themselves with the foot of the king. Abantu abakhetha ukuthi bangadli izinto zalapha emhlabeni ezizawubangolisa ngokukamoya. They chose to stand and live for God in an ungodly world. We spoke about it. They were with Daniel. But introduced as people who choose who choose to be rather a minority. But before, while the whole world choose to join in emthethweni kaNebuchadnezzar. That's how they are introduced to us. They chose, Sechola, chapter number 1, they chose to rather eat vegetables and drink water for a period of 3 years and be tested. While the whole world, the Babylonians, even the Israelites in Babylon, chose to eat meat and drink. They chose to go on a braai, go on a party, and everything else, and feed their stomachs, because maybe their belly is their god. But these people, they were introduced as people who rather suffer for God. As we studied this morning's Funda Ingwadi of 1 Peter, they would rather suffer the sufferings of Christ. They would rather suffer the same way that Christ suffered. They would rather lose the friendship and the communion with the world. But as long as they stand with God, as long as God is on their side, chapter number 2, they come again. Inkosi Nebuchadnezzar come and say, I have a dream. Siyazi le ndaba sakhuluma ngayo. We spoke about this thing before. I have a dream. I want you to tell me the dream. I want you to tell me the interpretation. Making it so difficult. But we find these guys being introduced as the men of faith. A man who chose to be people of prayer. So these guys, they trust God in every way, in whatever they do. They choose to have faith and depend in God, even if it looks impossible in front of everyone. They say to each other, let us pray to God. Let us pray for the mercy of God. So they already have in their mind that God is able to deliver them. So we're speaking about people who really trust God here. And in chapter number 3, they are introduced now as people of God, responsible for the affairs of Babylon. So manje bapromotiwe, we remember sifundile ngayo ku Daniel chapter number 2 verse 46 to 49 kuti after Daniel told the king the dream, the king was so happy, started to act so funny and think Daniel must be worshipped. We dealt with that, but at the end siyathola ukuthi u Daniel asked the king ukuthi
Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, nabo basebenze naye, that they may work with him in the provinces of Babylon or in the king's affairs. So, like chapter number 3, we find people of status, actually. People, mind you, who are high in the world. Hey, that's a Babylon. But even though, Biba, maybe having those credentials and being people who are recognized, but they still chose to honor God. They rejected or confronted the world before the world confronted them. It is not the Chaldeans, or it is not Nebuchadnezzar who confronted these guys first. They chose to confront the system by refusing and rejecting the system. We're not going to do this thing. They acted first. Before Inkosi acted, it was Anigimi and get punished. They confronted the system. They chose to live godly and never change. They were convinced and having no doubt in their minds that whatever they stand for, it was true. So this is the kind of people let's deal with Labazalwan. This is the kind of people that we must learn from to be like them. As they are introduced to us. So, putting cause is a gubo, the fact that Nebuchadnezzar came furious to them. I surprised because it is based on what they just did. The Bible is telling us Nebuchadnezzar was furious. You know, he's furious because they did not choose to pay attention to him. He was so angry because they didn't pay attention to him. They refused to worship his gods or worship the image that he has put before the whole world. Just like today, the world is so angry when we don't join with them. The world is so angry when we don't compromise the truth of God. They always want the Christians to be the same as them. That's why many professing Christians, they join in into these things. But last week, corner today, chapter number 3, Bazalwan, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, they said, no, it is not so. Even if the king gets angry and becomes so furious, we will stand for what we believe. And Nebuchadnezzar is giving them a second chance. He asked the question, verse 14 and 15. He's giving them an opportunity to turn against God. He's giving them an opportunity maybe to change their mind. Maybe they will choose, Uguti, they will rather bow, but don't worship with their mouth or sing the songs or jump for the songs that we're playing. They will rather bow down and it won't hurt. Today, you can bow on the outside and stand on the inside. I don't know how does it work. But these guys, they seem to teach us, Uguti, the way singakhona ngaphandle is the way esingakhona ngaphakathi. Ngamanye amagama elingaphakathi lethu liphumela ngaphandle. That's why Christ Jesus also said we need to wash the cup on the not sin. He was talking to the Pharisees. That they need to wash the cup on the inside. So these guys, they are given a second chance, man. Would you choose now? Are you sure about what you said before? Are you sure you are happy to be alone while the whole world goes together in unity, united against God? Are you happy? He says to them, verse number 14 and 15. 14 to 15. Is it true, O Shadrach, Abednego, and Meshach, that you don't serve my gods or worship the golden image that I have set? Is it true? Before they answer, he reminds them of how easy this thing must be done. Before they answer, we don't find an answer. He reminds them, this thing is so easy to do. It's not difficult. Just to bow. He says to them, now, if you are ready, when you hear the sound of the music, all the kinds of music that is mentioned in the scripture, to fall down and worship the image that I have set. So easy. Before they even answer again, he whispers in their ears. He tells them the consequences. What will happen to you? He says to them, but if you do not worship, you shall immediately be cast into the burning fiery furnace, and no one will deliver you. Who is the God who will deliver you out of my hands? These are very scary words, bazalwane. They already know la makama lawa. Go verse number 1 to 7, they already know ukuthi if you don't bow to this system of this world, we are cast out from the world. We are not counted as one of the world. You become an enemy of the world. And actually, you don't just become an enemy and be left alone. You get killed for being a Christian or for being believing or for choosing to stand for God. But it reminds them again. And when we learn and we carry on with this chapter, we find that which vele logo wa wenza, but that's not our deal today. Our deal today is to see the faith. It's to see their stand against this system. So he threatens them, actually giving them this promise that it will happen. But what are they saying to him? I think verse 16 to verse 18. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O King Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer to you in this matter. If this be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O King. But if not, be it known to you, O King, that we will not serve your gods or worship the golden image that is set, that you have set. So, bazalwane, they choose, as I've said, to stand for God. And if us kumbule, reading this thing, if us kumbule, Nebuchadnezzar is not just a man. Yes, it is just a man, but it's not just an individual of anybody in this world. It's just not an individual of anybody. Everybody is pendula in any way. This guy, they still call him O King. But when it came to the issues of faith, worship separates people, bazalwane. Worship separates people. Regardless of bebahlangene kanjani, regardless of how they were loved, baseva eBabylon, regardless of ukuthi bamenzele ini uNebuchadnezzar, naye wabenzela ini all these promotions, instead of babe united, they were even more divided. Because bazalwane, worship separates people. Niyakumbula ku John chapter number 4, that lady was Samaria telling Jesus that the issues of worship separated them with the Jews. The Jews, they think God must be worshipped in Jerusalem, while the Samaritan thinks God must be worshipped in the mountains. So there is this division, their hatred with everything else, but included worship. So when you stand alone for the fact or for the sake of worship, what you believe is true, it is not new. While this thing yenzeka bazalwane, I think it is obvious ukuthi the whole world laba abatholakala ku verse number 1 to 7 nabezwa ukuthi there are three guys choosing to stand. I think bazalwane, izindebe zabo zavuleka, you know how amehlo wabo avuleka to see ukuthi kuyowenzekani to these guys. Because bazalwane, ukhumule ukuthi the whole world, remember, a thousand and thousand of people babe into yinye ku verse number 1 to 7, and then bezwa the message ethi actually there's three guys who choose not to be part of us, who choose not to be united, who are actually a threat to our unity. Everybody's eyes were open, everybody's ears was open to see what inkosi Nebuchadnezzar, since I see inkosi ejokayo, what will happen to these guys. It sounds so bad, but the good news about it, although ugnamas consequences, the good news, ukuthi, the whole world, because they stood for God, the whole world came to find out, ukuthi, there were people who will still stand for God, regardless of what the consequences were. They had to come and find out, ukuthi, there are people who choose God than carrying on with this ungodly world and the things that happen in this world. So it sounded bad, or it looked bad, when they're standing there, already summoning other people to take them and Baba Ponsem Lilweni. It looked so bad. But many people came to understand that there are people who still stand for God. Is that how the world know us? Does everybody know ukuthi thine we are convinced that uNkulunkulu is God and is God alone? Does people around you, in your family, emsebenzini, my brother, my sister, know where you stand? Even though who introduced kancane kancane through the TV and through some idiots, jokers, call themselves preachers, introduced this unity among people and the common faith and the common God. But does people know that when it comes to the faith, we stand alone and we are different from the rest of the world? Father, we see a very unique kind of people here. People who show genuine faith. Sibona bazalwane, sibona i faith that is true. Ukukholwa okuyiqinisa, hayi ukukholwa ukubase, claim it and call it and all these kind of things. True faith of understanding who God is, of understanding God's promises. They understand that they serve a God who's able to deliver. Unkulunkulu ba delivered in chapter number 1. Ku chapter number 1, they were supposed to compromise. They did not. And God blessed them and protected them. Wabanika I wisdom and knowledge. They were so different even from the youth of the time. Stronger than about those kind of things they were doing, they were eating at the time. They know what kind of a God they serve. Do we know our God that we serve? Are we convinced, knowing truly that God is the God who is able? They stand because they know that. Good chapter number 2, it is proven who they know their God is able. When things seem to be impossible, because impossible, they said we will go to God and ask for mercy so that we don't die like the rest of the world. We see also they understand the promises of God. We need to understand the promises of God. And by understanding the promises of God, Bazalwane, I'm taking you back to scripture. We need to understand uthi iBhayibheli, what does it truly say about God? Hi, what does other people say the Bible say? What does God himself say about his promises? So they understood the promises of God. Let me read for you Psalm 74. I'm reading from verse 18 to 22. Remember this, O Lord, how the enemy scoffs, and a foolish people revile your name. Do not deliver the soul of your dove to the wild beast. Do not forget the life of your poor forever. Have regard for the covenant, for the dark places of the land are full of the habitations of violence. Let not the drought-trodden turn back in shame. Let the poor and needy praise your name. Arise, O God, defend your cause. Remember how the foolish scoff at you the whole day. Do not forget the clamor of your fools and the uproar of those who rise against you, which goes up continually. So they understand, bazalwane, ukuthi uNkulunkulu will not just look away, he will remember them. But buka ku Isaiah chapter number 43. Ibekeke a little bit perfect of the promises of God that we must know. And the question that I have, how will we know the promises of God, bazalwane, if we don't read our Bible, if we don't study our Bible? How will we know the promises of God? How will we know that God is able and God says what he says and what he says come true? How will we know? Siwazi kanjani ukuthi uNkulunkulu akasi uNkulunkulu ogesayo or uNkulunkulu omela nini and phambane and then ends the decision? How will we know? With everything works together for good for them that loves the Lord. How will we know? You don't study your Bible, you don't read your Bible, you don't go to a church where the word of God is publicly read for you. You don't go to a church where they faithfully preach the word of God for your understanding. How will we know? You don't go to a church that divides the word of truth in accordance to the scripture, in accordance to the commandments of God. Isaiah 43 and verse 2 and 3. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. This is the promise of God that we need to know. We need to know this. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you.
When you walk through fire, you shall not be burnt, and flame shall not consume you. Why? For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. They knew this promise and they decided to take God his promises. How will we know if we choose to separate ourselves and stand afar from God? So they knew that God will deliver them. They were confident that God will deliver them. They tell the king, let the world know that our God is able. Let us also know that our God is able. When the world confronts us with idolatry, with all these crazy things and lawless things, we stand for God, for we know that God will stand with us and always stand with us, never leave us nor forsake us. So we see genuine faith. They believe in God whom they know. They believe in God, they've got experience with God. And then Sibona Bazalane is stamp of this faith that they have in the same verses. Daniel chapter number 3, especially verse from verse 16 to 18. They say, if not, remember, our God whom we serve will deliver us from you, O King. But now they say, if not, in other words, if God chooses not to deliver us, if he chooses not to, so they know that God is able, God is loving, God is kind, God is able to do anything, but they also know that God may choose out of his purpose and his will, he may choose not to deliver them. They know that. They say, if not, even though God may choose not to deliver us, even though it may look like maybe silahliwe siselesotwa in this world, but still they say, we will not bow down and worship your gods or worship the image that you have put. It reminds me of Acts chapter number 12. Do we remember Acts chapter 12? Showing us that God is able. Two apostles, bababambile, coming to kill them, and they choose to kill James first. We find James being killed, beheaded, his head was cut off, rolling down like a ball of soccer, his body falling down, blood oozing everywhere, and everybody's happy. God chose ukuthi kwenzeke in that way. God chose and decided ukuthi James may die in that way. But God was able to deliver Peter. Meaning in the same kind of a sentence, God delivered Peter. Remember the story of Stephen? Stephen, after preaching so much, so great and so lovely, so convincing about Jesus, God let him be stoned and die in front of everyone. While at the same time, Paul and Barnabas, preaching just like Stephen, saying things about Jesus, God chooses that they may be stoned, but he preserved their lives. So, among lawa athi uma umzalwane ngeke wahlupheka, it is a lie. It comes from hell. Last window corner of First Peter, lithi asithokoze ezinhluphekweni, as long as hluphekela inkosi, akusho ukuthi asihlale ekhaya sihlupheke singayosebenza. It doesn't mean that. Sikhuluma ngokuhlupheka, ukuhluphekela inkosi. We will suffer. There is no best life now. This is what we find. If we choose to approach the world, if you choose to be that guy who loves God with his whole heart and his whole soul and mind and strength, you will suffer for God. So logo kungimikisa actually vele to answer the question, what does loving God looks like? What does loving God looks like, bazalwane? We know that with loving God, bazalwane, is not joining anyone who claims to love God and preach about God even when they are wrong. That is not loving God. We check things and we are happy to be united with people of the same mind and same kind of unity as we have with God. But loving God, bazalwane, it's a matter of loving him with all your heart, soul, and might, as it's written in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 5. So your whole being needs to be dedicated to God with your whole life. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, chapter number 1, we see them devoted to God with their whole life.
They choose to be different than everyone. With chapter number 2, they devote themselves to God even though they were supposed to die. They still devote themselves to God. That is loving God. Loving God, Bazalwane, it is also not to forget God when things are going okay. Love chapter number 3 is Batola. But they still chose to stand for God. They still chose to stand for God even umlilo ubekiwe phambi kwabo. Azange thina sesibe sibe nomlilo obekiwe phambi kwethu. Mhlambe omunye angacabanga ukuthi maybe thina our faith is not confronted. Our faith is confronted, bazalwane. It is confronted each and every day. The Christians are being persuaded. But bazalwane baya fostelelwa in some way ukuba ba compromise and welcome the things of this world, the lawlessness of this world. Same-sex marriage. Sex outside marriage or before marriage. Kangani, kangani, they're injecting this gospel, this false gospel, which let's rather compromise. Ah, spirits cutting some manje. Abantwana balaleli. Spirits cutting some manje anyway. Abantwana, ah, nkulunkulu yazi. All those kind of things. Our faith is challenged. But we need to still stand for God and love God without thinking of any consequences that may happen afterwards to us. Loving God is to know that you've got a master in heaven. Loving God is to know that our master is in heaven. Nasfunda la. They say, O King, we don't have to answer to you in this matter. They say to Nebuchadnezzar, in the issues of faith, we are not the final authority. This world is not the decider of the faith of the Christians. This world is not the decider who is to worship and who is to be worshipped. They say in this matter, O King, we have one God who is the decider. We have one God who has set right before us the rules and the ways. We don't have to answer to you, O King. In other words, you have heard what is never will be about this thing. Why don't you just make your move? You did say, verse number 1 to 7, whosoever does not worship will be cast into the fire. Why don't you just do that? Why are you giving us now a second chance? We're not answering to you in this matter. Do we know that we don't answer to this world? I think we should know. So loving God is to keep His commandments. The epistles of John, he says, we will be seen by keeping God's commandment that we love God. Loving God is all about keeping His commandments. It's not about us being popular. It's not about us being seen on TV, boycotter. These guys are not boycotting. These guys, baphila nje impilo kaNkulunkulu phambi kwabantu. Finish and clear, and that's good enough. I'm not saying I'm a placard to Jesus for all and all for Jesus, although good damn logo. But these guys, they choose ukuthi kube yilingaphakathi labo elimisa yilingaphandle labo because they love God and they follow His commandments. Our love for God is seen lapha reject corner the systems of this world. That's why we are introduced to verse number 8, which was certain shall deeds. Abanye, they came and said very good things. Number 1, there are people that, O King, you have chosen. There are people in this world, O King, that are not the same as us. Although, but they are not like us. They choose not to worship your image. They choose not to pay attention to you. They choose to say, you are not the final authority, O King. They chose to reject the system, the false system of this world. Because Bazalwane, they know that loving the world is enmity to God. Ukuthanda izwe leli kubutha noNkulunkulu. So we have to stand for God. We have to show our faith in this world that is challenging us each and every day. This is what we find la kulabantwana bakaNkulunkulu ezweni laseBabylon elichallengeayo. We see genuine faith. We see faithfulness. We see commitment. Do we understand commitment, bazalwane? Do we understand purity? ukuthi funa sibe msulwa phambi kaNkulunkulu sizinikele. Do you understand? I fellowship, I unity of the believers, not the unity with the world. Because bathola bayi three standing and united for what they believe. Do you understand ukuthi kunabantu of the common faith with us okoze sazane nabo, not ube inkomo edla yodwa all the time, but people of the same kind of faith you have. Not just people who are busy unkulunkulu, but when it comes to verse number 1 to 7, we find the Jews playing the very same music. They cry in Psalm chapter 137, how can we sing the Lord's song? But when you read verse number 1 to 7, you find a type of music that was played in Jerusalem, played here in the plain of Dura, played in Babylon. Bazalwane, the idea is we need to still stand for God. Our faith must be seen. Our faith must be known. And our faith must be based on what we know about God. Our faith must be based on the promises of God. Knowing what God will do. Knowing what God has decreed. Knowing that we cannot change anything. Even if the world changes and come against us. But they say, let it be known, O King, to you. Even if our God does not save us. Not that he's not able. Not that he's not loving. Not that he's not kind. But if he chooses not to, we will still not worship your gods. Bazalwane, regardless of what's happening, regardless of these people who are swiftly and softly trying to let you join into lawlessness, but we need to know we have a God in heaven. We must confront this foolish world by living for God in a hostile world, in an ungodly world. May the good God bless, and amen. Let's pray.